Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good morning. Keith Hoover, broadcasting live from DeVillers Square here for Pensacola Business Radio. And I have two people in my studio with me this morning that have a whole lot going on here in our community. I'd like to introduce Mr. Dennis Kerr. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Ms. Kat Bishop, how are you?
Morning. I'm great. How are you?
So I'm really good, actually. And so you guys have so much information here to cover. But so let's get started. So, Dennis, tell me about the Breast Cancer Research Foundation and this hot pink weekend we've got coming up.
Thank you, Keith. We're very excited. This is our seventh year doing this in Pensacola. We started with a one night event 7 years ago. We skipped a year due to a cancer issue. And then we came back for a couple of years in a one-night event. But then last year, we chose to do what was called a Hot Pink Weekend. And what we did was we put together four events, all of the events to raise money for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. And the reason we do it in March is we're a little bit different than the other huge foundations that do a lot of good in the community. They do a lot of good nationwide.
Sure.
But the Pensacola, the Breast Cancer Research Foundation was founded in 1993 by Evelyn Lauder. That was Estee Lauder's daughter-in-law. And what they wanted to do was to develop a foundation that could give as much money as possible to find a cure in our lifetime for cancer. So currently, with the BCRF, 91 cents of every dollar spent by BCRF is directed towards breast cancer research and awareness. That's one of the highest percentages.
Yeah, that's huge.
Highest ratios in the United States. They're always rated one of the top breast cancer foundations in the United States. In 1996, unfortunately, Evelyn Lauder passed away of breast cancer. But this foundation has done a phenomenal job by raising over $550 million since its inception. And last year, the BCRF announced new grants in excess of $48.5 million. To 240 scientists from top universities and academic medical centers across the globe. So you can see that they're very focused. Actually, the New York Times puts out a list of all the scientists and universities that actually get the grants.
Right. So you can, it's trackable.
It is trackable.
Well, you're not just saying it. It really is happening.
It is trackable. And one of the things that we keep getting asked is, well, how does the money get to Pensacola? Well, one example is Sherry Moore, who was the ambassador of the year for the Pensacola Chamber. Mm-hmm. She got diagnosed with breast cancer, and she was cured by two brand new drugs that weren't even on the market. So that's how it affects Pensacola. It comes in through the new and experimental drugs that these scientists create using these grants.
Right. Okay, so tell me about how does all of this play into Hot Pink Weekend? Because you guys have so much going on. So there's plenty of opportunity here to participate.
Well, you know, we started with a one-night event, first at the Pensacola Beach Elks Lodge, and then we moved it to Seville Quarter, who has been a phenomenal partner. Seville Quarter is really kind of our home base for our weekend. Then we decided that, you know, we were doing good with the one-night event, but we thought, let's see if we can get more people involved. Let's see if we can just branch out. And we decided to go with the Hot Pink Weekend. So we said, let's do a golf tournament on Friday. Let's do our kickoff party on Friday night. Let's bowl on Saturday. And then let's have a fashion show Saturday night at the Pensacola Country Club. And people looked at us like we were nuts. And we probably were. But we have good committee members, good committee chairs, good committee people. And the venues, starts with the venues. They are just so gracious to us. They practically, really donate a lot of what they do.
Yeah.
Because they understand that this is a different type of foundation, and it affects everybody. So would you like to go into the?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, you're leading the way here, man. I'm going to let you take it.
All right. Let's talk about the events. Well, this year we're going to start on Friday night, March 4th at Seville Quarter. And it's at from 6 to 9. And we're going to have a huge silent auction. That's really our big night. We had over 80 businesses donate to us last year, and we packaged them together to make some really nice silent auction packages,
right?
Such as two nights at the Henderson Park Inn which are $350 nights in
sure.
Destin.
Yeah.
And we package that with a $100 restaurant certificate. Then we get jewelry from a jeweler's trade, beret. I can just name more and more places. We do a beach. I'm not sure exactly what hotels we're going to have at the beach, but we do have the Hampton Inn in Gulf Breeze and the Hilton Garden Inn in Pensacola committed. And what we'll do is we're going to take their two nights again. We'll package them with an event like a day at the pier or maybe a Segway tour.
Yeah.
And that makes the package really nice. And so and we really raised a lot of money that night. We're going to have Marty Stanovich. Everybody knows Marty. If you don't, he is.
If you don't, you don't live here.
He's the executive director of First Tee, but also does a wonderful job emceeing many of the events around. And we're going to have a gentleman by the name of Ron Drobelet play music. And he's a one-man band, but he does all of his own recording. So everything you hear coming out of his system is Ron. And then we're going to have the Fred Astaire dancers. And they're going to come out and they do some dances, some different types of dances. But one of them is invariably going to be going through treatment. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a 10-year survivor who will talk a little bit about her experience. We'll have some heavy hors d'oeuvres. We'll have pink champagne if you get there early, and raffles and lots of fun. So it's really a great kickoff party. That starts the weekend.
Okay, so tell me about the run.
I got three more events to go. We are going to get to the run, though. Saturday morning at Scenic Hills, registration at 7, we're going to have a great golf tournament. This tournament is for the competitive and non-competitive. We have Twin Peaks, who are going to provide some of the food and drive the beverage cart, which is always entertaining. We have a $10,000 hole-in-one opportunity. We also have, from Jerry Pate, we have a tricked-out golf cart hole-in-one opportunity.
Oh, very cool.
And then we have a putting contest where within 100 feet, if you can sink 3 putts, you win $5,000.
Wow.
And then, of course, we have the mulligans and we have the tee busters. And also, to make it even more fun, we put 8-inch holes on the par 5.
Okay.
So now you're going to get a...
You can't miss, huh?
Now you can't miss. So you can double eagle a par 5 if you can get close to the green. And we're going to have... I just lost my thought. We're going to have a celebrity, Chad Brilliante from ESPN Radio. We'll hit off the first tee with everyone, take a picture. Great opportunity. He's going to help us. He's going to help us build the event. But Chad's a great golfer and a great friend to the tournament. Next thing, at about 2 o'clock, we're going to bowl. And if you haven't seen a hot pink bowling event, just come see it, even if you don't want to bowl. It is the most fun event that we have. Winn-Dixie Stores generally takes 3 lanes, and they're $75 a lane. And for 4 people, they go to Walmart and they buy all of the pink stuff they can find. And they're in tutus and muumuus and pink hair, and they just have a ball. And everybody was dressed in pink. If you don't know Dave Presnell, he is the gentleman at the Blue Wahoos that runs Downtown Dave is going to be our MC. So you can see that one's going to be also a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Des gated that. He'll keep the party going for you.
He does. And, you know, you can buy a team strike. You can take a strike from a team and the team can buy it back.
Right.
So that's one of the ways that, you know, we compete. Plus, you can pay $300 and have a perfect game.
Oh, that'll work. Yeah.
You. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, it's all to raise money, but it's a lot of fun. Then after that. That evening, which is one of the most beautiful events that I've seen, is we go to the Pensacola Country Club and we have a hot pink fashion show. And we've got 25 local models from all ages, all demographics, tall, short, doesn't matter. These are just people that want to model. They have some connection to breast cancer. And it is a beautiful thing. We have at Pensacola Country Club, first of all, it's a gorgeous venue. And then right behind that, we have the Gulf Breeze School of Music playing jazz. They're just fantastic musicians. And then we have, you know, it's a cash bar, but we have a few hors d'oeuvres. And then we have a silent auction there, too. And we're going to hit the grand finale. It's going to be one of the most exciting things that we've ever done. And Pensacola is excited about it, too, because we're going to do what's called Run Pink. We're going to have a 5K run with a survivor walk. On Sunday afternoon, nobody's ever done a run on Sunday afternoon. We're going to do it because we want to make sure that everybody can participate. So it's a 5K, Run Pink, and we're going to have the Roller Girls are going to be out there to support us in front of the Survivor Walk, and it's going to be just fabulous. So the run will come through, then we'll have a nice walk for the survivors. You register for the walk at runpink.com, runpinkpensacola.com. You sign up to sponsor a walker at bcrfpensacola.com. Matter of fact, you can sign up for everything at bcrfpensacola.com and then come on out and enjoy. We even have a marathon. We even have what's called the weekend pass for $180. I think you can participate in everything if you can handle it.
Yeah, if you can make it, huh? That's a lot.
I have to be at everything, so you might as well come along and be there. Anyway, in a nutshell, that's what we are. We're the Hot Pink Weekend for Breast Cancer Research. 91% of the money goes directly to research and awareness. It's the highest ratio in the United States. It's rated the top breast cancer foundation in the United States. And we hope the folks in Pensacola will come out and really support us this year.
Yeah. Well, I have to say hats off to breaking out of the one event barrier and for having a team that has decided to take this on. Doing one event that large is hard, let alone five in one weekend. But you guys really opened the door to let just about anybody participate in any way, shape, or form they can.
And how we got started, my wife, Cheryl, works for Estee Lauder. And you saw that, you know, Evelyn Lauder founded the foundation. Mm-hmm. The year before she got breast cancer, she was doing an event for BCRF just because it was Estee Lauder kind of affiliated.
Sure.
And then the next year she got breast cancer. That's the year that we didn't do anything because she was going through chemo and the surgeries and all that. So we skipped a year. And then the next year we came back and started really, really doing it for the, you know, not just for BCRF, but it was something we wanted to give back to.
Sure.
And so we kept growing it and growing it. And then she got breast cancer again. So she's a two-time survivor. The second time she only had to do radiation. So she would go get radiation in the morning and then she'd get in her car and then she'd go solicit for donors for the Breast Cancer Research Foundation. She's a spectacular woman. And really, this is why we do it. And then last year, we lost her sister to breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister had breast cancer. She's a survivor. So, you know, breast cancer touches everybody. Cancer touches everybody. And so we found a foundation that works well with us, that they support us. There's a lot of things that the BCRF does to make it easier for us to put on these events.
Right.
And so we're committed. We're hopefully going to get a proclamation. Haven't heard that yet
as we're looking at the promotional person in the room.
Proclamation will be done.
We will be
proclaimed. By the way, we are having a media event Thursday afternoon at Seville, 4:30, trying to get all the media there. We're going to have a live remote from ESPN Radio. We're trying to get Channel 3, PNJ, and we're going to kick this thing off for the community.
Yeah.
Thursday, February 11th.
Very cool. Well, Dennis, thank you for coming in and sharing with us. I don't know how Kat's going to follow up on this, but we're going to give it a shot.
PensaCon is awesome.
So
your event sounds amazing. And, you know, Pensacola loves their 5Ks, but I work with some people who might be down for a pink bowling team. We've been talking about.
How many opportunities in your life are you going to get to do that, right?
I want to do a softball team. And they're like, no, we need to do a bowling team. So Mike Ensley, our chairman, is all about the bowling.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
It's coming back in a big way.
Absolutely.
So, well, Kat, tell us about PensaCon, because that's what you're here to promote and let everybody know about.
Yes, PensaCon is coming right up. It is February the 19th through the 21st. So we're about 10 days out. And things are really in full swing. For those who don't know, PensaCon is in our third year here in Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
The first year, it was just an idea that Mike Ensley had, and he thought maybe we could get, you know, 3,000 people to come to the Crown Plaza over the course of the weekend.
Little did you know.
So, yeah, he just kind of put it out there on social media, like, hey, who'd be interested in coming to a cool thing and meeting some comic book artists and stuff? And the response was overwhelming. So much so that when they realized they'd outgrown the Crown Plaza, they expanded to the Bay Center and still thought, we'll probably get about 5,000 people over the course of the weekend. In 2014, 11,000 people attended Pensacon. And so they like, all right, let's gear up. Let's spread out some. Added the Sanger Theater as a one-day venue and prepped for 11,000 people plus a few. And,
I was going to say, got more than that, didn't you?
22,500 in 2015.
Wow, was last year? Good for you.
It's the growth has been amazing.
Yeah.
And this year we're actually we're planning for about 30,000 people over the course of the weekend. So we've actually in anticipation of that, we've added, well, again, we have the Sanger Theater on board as an official venue on Saturday and Sunday. But this year we've also added the Rex Theater on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
So we have panels and special events and things going on all over downtown Pensacola. But our four official venues are the Pensacola Bay Center, the Crown Plaza Hotel, and then the Rex and the Sanger. We have panels and special programming during the day. And then at night, we have things like the Rex Theater is playing host to Girls on the Run of Northwest Florida. Mm-hmm. They're having a cosplay lip sync battle on Friday night at the Rex Theater. The teams have pre-registered and pre-auditioned with their costumes and things. And so they're inviting everyone, the general public and Pensacon, to come down to the Rex on Friday night. There's a small entry fee, but all of that money goes to support Girls on the Run, which is an excellent organization that empowers girls through running and outdoor active activities.
Sure.
So they're gonna have that, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. I think it's gonna be really funny because everybody loves lip sync.
Well, not only that, I just think one of the coolest things is you watch over the weekend is all these people walking around in costumes.
Oh yeah,
the kids love it.
Absolutely, and I mean you don't have to dress up to come to Pensacon, but it's certainly fun
it's
to come and
encouraged.
Look at all the people. Oh yeah, I mean it's absolutely encouraged, but it's also encouraged just come in your come in your jeans, come in your tennis shoes, and look at some of these awesome cosplays. These cosplayers put months and sometimes years of work into building their costumes, and so they're really proud of them. They're looking to showcase them over the weekend.
So you're 10 days out, so I'm surprised you even had like time to be here. So I mean, how's it, are you guys ready to go? Or
so we are in a moment of peace in the
before like DEFCON 1 hits,
right? Like there's the calm in the middle of the hurricane. That's where we are. The hurricane is all around us. Everything has been ordered. We're waiting for badges and wristbands and t-shirts and bags to come in. And then starting the end of this week, when things start arriving, then we'll begin stuffing bags and printing labels for pre-pass pickup and things like that. So it's getting a little intense.
Get your rest now, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Sleep while you can.
So if somebody wants to register or get in to come do the main event, which is at the Bay Center, correct?
Well, actually, the Pensacon is all of those places. So it's you can get tickets at Pensacon.com. You just click on the tickets link on the top of our toolbar there. But the Pensacola Bay Center is our it's basically the main hub, but it's definitely all four of those places are our official venues during the day, and we've actually spread out into the back parking lot of Pensacola Bay Center as well. We've added a tented area with a car show and some special activities. We're going to have championship wrestling demonstration on Saturday. The Batmobile might be coming. Or a version of the Batmobile.
So you guys really turned this into like this whole campus kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
It's downtown is our campus.
Yeah.
It's very walkable. I don't know if a lot of people don't think of Pensacola as being walkable because we're just like, but people in big cities, like when we went to Dragon Con, we walked everywhere.
Right.
I mean, there were five hotels involved, and all the best way to get there was to walk because there was no driving.
Yeah.
The Rex is very close to Pensacola.
I was going to say, I think all of Palafox is less than half a mile from the Bay Center or the Grand. So.
Yeah. So you can get there very easily by foot, but if
there are sidewalks,
But if you don't want to walk, there's also a free trolley service that we provide along in partnership with Winterfest. And basically you can get to any of these offsite locations very easily. And we encourage you to do so because some of the most interesting panels during the day are going to be at the Sanger and the Rex Theater on Friday and Saturday. Some of the bigger guests that you have to see, like Michael Rooker from Guardians of the Galaxy and The Walking Dead. His panel will be actually at the Sanger Theater. So
can I get an entire list of who all's going to be where?
Yes, you can.
On the website?
On the website, yep. And you can also, we do encourage our attendees to visit the website and click on the schedule button. That will take you to a list of our scheduled events, but then you can also follow the link there to sign up for our app, SCED. You can also download, it's called PensaCon 2016 on the Google Play Store mm-hmm. and the App Store. And the app is constantly updated, even throughout the weekend. If we have to make changes, it's updated in real time.
Yeah.
So the app is probably your best resource to tell you, hey, what's happening here, there. You can plan out your weekend. You can be like, okay, I want to see this person, that person. And you can add those things to your favorites. And you can also do, and we encourage people to do this, there'll be live feedback after the panels available on the app. So you can actually click and rate the panel. You can rate the moderator and how well you liked it. And,
yeah. Start helping you guys build next year.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah.
Dennis, you need an app. You need an app for your hot pink weekend.
I'm talking to my promotional person right now.
Across the table. She heard you.
She's working on it.
So do you guys still need any help? Do you need any volunteers? Is there anything left or any holes that are not filled?
We actually, we had volunteer applications open from October to February 1st.
Okay.
We've got a new volunteer coordinator this year who's done an amazing job. And we actually, for the sake of her own sanity,
sure.
we cut the applications off on February the 1st. Definitely, we always need volunteers to do things with us throughout the year
yeah.
because PensaCon is not just in February. We do things all year long.
Right.
This past year, we did a benefit for Mana at the Vinyl for mm-hmm. Halloween. We did another at the Vinyl for around Christmas, the Yule Ball.
Yep.
This year we have things planned for the summer. We're probably going to do a Heroes for Hunger event. There's a lot of stuff that's always going on. So we always are looking for, we participated in both parades, the Christmas and the Mardi Gras parade this past Saturday. So we're always looking for people who want to be involved and want to help out, not only during PensaCon weekend, but throughout the whole,
sure.
the whole year. So there are definitely opportunities available, just not particularly for this PensaCon. Hey, next year is, we're already planning yeah. for 2017.
Well, and I mean, ultimately, just support it. Go do something that has to do with it. Go yeah. be a part of it in some way. And
buy a
and,
ticket. I mean, tickets are, weekend passes are still your best value. At
okay, so how much is a weekend pass?
$75 for okay. the weekend pass. The day passes are on sale for $35, $40, and $30, I think. Probably not in that order.
And when in doubt, check the website.
Exactly.
Right?
Check the website.
Or the app.
Day passes are still a good value. And if you're going to take advantage of all the things that are going on downtown and you think you can do it in a day, then feel free. But we would encourage people to purchase the weekend pass and just experience all of the things that are going on. Because in addition to the daytime events, after hours,
right.
like PensaCon, downtown Pensacola is still partying. They're still
yeah.
alive.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of the restaurants and bars that are having all kinds of different events. So you'll be able to sort of partake in the shenanigans
Absolutely.
That I'm sure will ensue.
We were very, very pleased to have more restaurants and bars on board as official event participants than ever before.
Yeah.
In fact, I had to make my official events page in the program book. I had to squeeze in.
Yeah.
I had to make the text a little smaller.
Who are some of those? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The Fish House, the Deck Bar, and Atlas Oyster House, they are not only platinum sponsors, but they're also official event participants. The Fish House is doing Harry Potter again, and you really should go down there and check out their decorations
yeah.
because
they're going to do the whole thing, aren't they?
Yes,
that's
they turn
awesome.
It into Hogwarts. and then Atlas is going to be Star Trek, and then the Deck Bar is turning into the Cantina Bar from Star Wars.
Oh, cool.
So that's going to be, and that's just a fun place to go, have dinner, check out yeah. the decorations, hang out for a little bit. Then we also have a few parties going on, like Emerald City is doing a party on Saturday night called Fantasy Con.
Sure.
That's for the 21 and up.
Yeah.
We've also got Seville Quarter is on board. They're doing a party on Friday night. They're doing a 90s party with a special Mallrats screening because
cool.
we have the Mallrats cast there.
That's probably one of the best movies I think ever in my lifetime.
Actually, just watched on Sunday. It's pretty funny. And then our chairman, Mike Ensley, loves Rocky Horror. So mm-hmm. I know he's really excited and is probably going to be here all Saturday night.
Yeah.
The Vinyl is doing a Rocky Horror party starting at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
They're going to have a band playing the soundtrack. We're going to have some of the cast come and just make an appearance, introduce the movie, and then they'll show the movie, I believe, at midnight with
the classic, where they're all acting it out in
Absolutely,
front. Awesome.
Yep. Throwing things, yelling things.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a really fun Rocky Party. And then we've also got O'Reilly's, the Tin Cow, Hop Jack's, Beef O'Brady's.
Yeah. Hub They're Stacey's. All doing costume contests and stuff, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, costume contests, drink specials, food specials. A couple of new places that are on board are Hub Stacy's and The Vault.
Oh, cool.
Over on Alkanese Street.
Yeah.
And they're actually going to be open for lunch as well with specials. And a lot of these places they're not just the after hours events, but they're participating in after hour events.
Right.
So we're Play is doing a Tron party.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Have glow sticks and stuff everywhere, yep, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And they actually brought in the Tron video game just for Pensacon. Yeah. I don't guess it was.
God, when's the last time you ever saw that?
They were posting pictures of it all over social media, like, look what we got.
Yeah. So very cool.
I
wonder where they found that.
I have no idea.
It's like so like Amazon. 1982 or something. Yeah, exactly. Amazon.
And if, you know, for people who are underage on Saturday night, we also have the rave at the Crown Plaza Hotel. So, you know, for people who can't go out to bars and things,
sure. We're
turning the Grand Ballroom into a fun event for, you know, for the under 21s.
Cool.
And then there's 24-hour gaming at the Crown Plaza Hotel on the second floor. You could basically buy your ticket to Pensacon and go up there and not leave. I mean,
people just do that. Hang out, huh?
They just hang out playing board games or tabletop games, all kinds of things going on the second floor there.
Very cool.
There's so much stuff to do.
Sounds like it. So, well, let's tell everybody again where they can find some more information.
Your best resource is pensacon.com. We have all of our guests listed. We have links to the schedule. We have photo ops now available. There's a link there to click through and pre-purchase your photo ops. Pensacon.com. That's going to be your number one place to get all the information.
And download the app.
Absolutely. So. And also follow us on Facebook. We have over 15,800 Facebook fans, and just increasing, and the closer we get, it increases every day. So, you know, you can be one of those and get up to the minute information right there on Facebook.
Well, very cool. Well, Kat, thanks for coming in and letting us know about it.
Yeah,
I'm excited. So I know my kids are waiting to see all the creatures walking around downtown and stuff. So, I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Is there anything that we missed? Dennis, you look like you've been thinking while we were talking.
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate Kat and the Pensacon group. I mean, it's just phenomenal, that growth.
In 3 years.
3 years, you know,
it's huge.
30,000 people. So that's fantastic. Congratulations. And we aren't there yet, but we're working on it.
You just need an app. I'm telling you, that's all. You just need an app.
Sketch.org.
I just want to run through the venues that we have. Seville Quarter, we do the Friday night event there, and we're going to start and end the race there. They are fabulous host for that. Scenic Hills Country Club is our golf tournament. DeLuna Lane's up on 9 Mile Road, and Pete and Ann Kike have done a phenomenal job with that bowling alley. It's one of the best in the area. Pensacola Country Club, of course, can't get a better venue than that with the view. They give you ultimate in service. And then Run Pink. Run Pink is the first of an 11 race series that's been put together by Run Pensacola and in association with Running Wild. And so this is the first run of the 11 race series. You can go, if you're a runner, you can go to Run Pink Pensacola and sign up for all the races instead of just signing up one at a time. Donors, sponsors can do the same thing. They can sponsor the whole series. And also, we're just excited that they're part of our team. And then we do have some sponsorships available, and we do have volunteer opportunities available. So you can sign up for all that on bcrfpensacola.com. And soon you'll be able to sign up on an app.
We're working on it, aren't we? So, well, great.
Keith, thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to thank both of you guys for being here and sharing all these great things that we have going on in Pensacola. So you can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter. You can find us at Pcola BRX on Facebook. Or you can find us on our website at pensacola.businessradiox.com. Again, this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters.